You're tuning in to Two Nicoles One Podcast. Buckle up and eat your Wheaties, sweet cheeks. It's about to get good.
Good morning, good night, good Saturday. Hopefully, I don't know what day you're listening to this. Maybe Tuesday when it comes out. Yes. But anyways, welcome back to Two Nicoles One Podcast. We're on episode 57. We keep going. We're almost at Social Security.
That's true.
Yeah, getting there.
We're getting there.
Anything happened to you this week, old lady?
Well, you know, just went about my week all week, and then I went to sleep, and now here we are. That's it.
You're sleeping?
No, I went to sleep, and now I'm here.
Okay.
That's it.
You literally woke up in this chair.
Yep, so don't forget to follow Two Nicoles One Podcast, and we'll see you next week.
Boom, boom, boom.
Just kidding. all right, well, so speaking of sleeping, I've been having trouble sleeping lately.
Oh.
Let me tell you why. So, it is spooky season.
Yes.
Okay. So, and I wasn't even listening to a true crime podcast or a scary podcast. I was listening to a podcast I listen to all the time.
You didn't even see me without my hair combed.
Yeah, nothing. So, I was just listening to a regular podcast, and they decided to do a spooky episode. Okay. And it's, like, typically, like, comedy lifestyle, similar to, like, what we do. And they told these stories, and this is, I listened to this podcast last Saturday night, and when I was in the car, and they were talking about all these, like, stories about people waking up and having, like, feeling like there's, like, people over them with a knife.
Yes.
And about these men with knives, and a guy, this one lady was stabbed so many times, they called her that she said she should have been dead, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is crazy. So, like, literally for 4 days in a row, I could not sleep because I felt like there was somebody standing over me, or going to be standing over me.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that creepy?
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
You are definitely the kind of person, and I can definitely be this way too, but you really are this kind of person that kind of really, like, reads something and it embodies it.
Yes. That's why I don't watch scary stuff. The thing is, like, I like suspenseful things. I do like to watch that type of stuff. Like that Taken, those movies.
Yeah.
I like those.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, probably...
That's why you think you're going to get taken all the time.
I know, because I should have never watched them.
And you don't have Nielsen. And you don't have Liam Nielsen with you. Like, he's not... I mean, you know, you did make jokes about your dad being in the mob, but your dad's not Liam Nielsen.
No, he's not. And he's not going to come get me. He's probably just going to be like, well, that's your fault.
You shouldn't have went out like that. Yeah. You shouldn't have went to Paris by yourself, you floozy.
Yeah, so it's not going to work out for me. Just, it's really not. So that's been fun this week.
I always, it makes me, and I know this was a joke, so, you know, doesn't necessarily mean this is what it was. Although, this does sound, like, very true, and this would probably happen to you. But Jeff Foxworthy had a joke, and this is a pretty old joke. Some of our listeners might not be old enough to remember this, unless their dad recites it from time to time, or grandfather recites it from time to time. But Jeff Foxworthy had a joke about, like, his wife being like that. Like, she was a hypochondriac, and she saw, you know how they'll have commercials about... drug side effects or whatever. But his wife saw some kind of commercial and she was convinced she had prostate cancer or testicular cancer, something like that. So, like, it's funny because I think you're...
Well, no, but I've said that before. Like, you guys will text and say, like, oh, like... I have, like, a sinus infection, and all of a sudden, I feel like...
Your nose starts running, or you start coughing or something.
Yeah, because I remember the one time our friend Jess texted and saying, like, her knee hurt, and then I was like, wait, my... Or no, it was her ankle. I was like, wait, my ankle hurts. I think I have, like, sympathy pains for people.
I think I get that way, too. And what I blame it on is, like, you start thinking about, like, your ankle.
Yeah.
And you're like, feels a little weird.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to go to the doctor. Yeah. Maybe I broke my ankle.
Yeah. I just start, as soon as someone says something, they're like, I have the flu. And I'm like, wait, do I have the flu?
Yeah. I was a little grossed out when I drank a glass of water earlier. Maybe it's because I have the flu.
So I don't know. I think I'm just, you know.
Just going on.
Slightly crazy.
We all are.
Did you know what yesterday was?
I'm trying to think. Today is the 8th.
Correct. also yesterday, October 8th is, now I'm curious to know if you even know what this is. It was Skinamarink Day.
I just know that's like a Disney thing. Skinamarinky dinky dink.
It's not Disney, but it was, what was that show called? Oh, God, what was it called? Skinnamarink. Lois Bram. The Elephant Show. The Elephant Show. Oh, okay. I used to love that show. Did you like that show?
I don't think ever.
Wow. Yeah. Go back and watch it.
Okay.
I wonder if our viewers know who that is. They should. Depends. They're usually, hopefully they're our age. If they're younger than us, they probably don't know what I'm talking about.
You mean Phineas and Ferb?
I love Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, saw them at Disney.
Me too. I used to make my friend Inessa stand in line at Disney to get pictures of Phineas and Ferb. And we're kind of planning a little, like, mini girls trip to Florida Disney. And I had said to our friend Jen, I was like, oh, I just have, like, one condition. I like to get photos with Phineas and Ferb. I was like, I have so many photos, like, from different trips on my camera that show me and Inessa. And Inessa's just standing there. And I'm just like, take, like, Phineas and Ferb.
Actually, somewhere I have pictures of Bria, my niece Bria, with Phineas and Ferb.
She's a lucky girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
figures
you're a Phineas and Ferb fan.
I am. I liked that show a lot. Yeah. So, I don't watch anymore, but.
Oh, really?
Maybe I do.
She doesn't go to work. She watches Phineas and Ferb all day.
All day.
Yeah.
So, I have two funny stories. One I'm going to save for the end and let you talk, but. Before I get to the one funny story, what's up with Second Summer?
Oh, because it's warm out.
Yeah.
I thought this was some show or something that I'm... Because I'm a pilgrim and I don't really watch the TV.
No.
It's crazy.
Sick of it.
Yeah, I'm actually wearing a wool sweater right now because I'm...
With shorts. Yeah.
I'm probably going to regret it. But yeah, it's like warm out.
I'm tired of it. I looked at the forecast and it's in the high 70s. It's Nicktober. It should be fall.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
A part of it I don't like, but part of it I do. Because what if it was like snowing?
I don't want it to snow. But I also don't want it to be 80 degrees anymore.
I know.
It's fall.
I know. It's hard.
Yeah. So,
It's a lot of mental anguish.
Yeah. So.
Does this bring.
Yeah. So, on that note, we'll just talk about appliances now.
Appliances.
Yeah, because that seemed like a really good segment. Move from being angry about the weather to appliances.
Well, here's the thing. It's hot outside. You get real hot. You come inside. It's like an episode of The Golden Girls.
Yeah.
When I think their heat, their air went out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call her Lois. That's my Graham's name. But Sophia went in the kitchen, opened up the freezer, and opened up her robe.
Yes.
So
great segment, because I'm going to talk about the refrigerator.
Which has a freezer.
Correct. So we've been trying to buy a new refrigerator. I don't know if I've ever talked about that on the podcast, but for a year.
Yes.
So just because due to COVID, everything's been so out of stock and parts and blah, blah, blah.
Like a million different issues.
Yeah. So all these little things. So finally, it comes in. It comes Monday. And these two doofuses of delivery guys, they had to be like 19 years old, they would not put my refrigerator in the house.
Yeah.
And I was like arguing with them about it. And they basically said that it's against policy to take the refrigerator doors off the refrigerator to put it in the house. And I was like, well, I paid for like installation, all this stuff. And they are just standing there staring at me. So basically they delivered the refrigerator and stuck it in my garage. So I was pretty annoyed.
And so the listeners know you don't have like a ranch home that's all on one level. So you had to somehow get it upstairs yourself.
Yeah. So not really happy about that. So I'm texting Dan, telling him all this stuff. And I was really annoyed, you know, whatever. So he's like, we better get some of our money back. And also, I should note, there was a dent on the side of our refrigerator. Yeah. Now, luckily, where the top dent is, when we push it against the wall, you'll never see it, so it's not a big deal. But still, like, they gave us a damaged product.
When you bought something brand new, you didn't buy it from the scratch and dent.
Correct. It's brand new. It shouldn't be brand new. But anyways, so I call these people. I'm telling them what I want, you know, the delivery money back, the installation money back. I want, you know, money for, like, the dent on the side of the thing, blah, blah, blah. So they're going back and forth with me on everything. And finally, we reached an agreement, and they send me a message saying that they'll refund me the money that they were going to give me for the dent on the refrigerator, but they just wanted my S/N number. And I was like, why in the world do they want my social security number? And I was like, no, no, no. I was like, what sketchy company did we buy this from? So I messaged them back and I was like, I'm sorry, I don't really understand why you need a picture of my social security number. Yeah. I was like, but I'm not sending that. Like there has to be a different way. Refunds, like the credit card we purchased it on. Very confused about it. They messaged me back and SN was serial number for the refrigerator. I was like livid when I read that message.
They should have like said, how would you know what does that, if you're not working in that industry, I hate, that's a serious pet peeve of mine when people, because it makes them feel superior somehow when people use jargon language to people outside of their industry.
Yeah, SN. Like, wouldn't you think social security number? Would you automatically think serial number?
I would have no idea.
That didn't even come to mind. I, like, freaked out. I was like, and like, oh no, some idiot probably didn't freak out.
Because they don't really know, because they probably don't know how to spell it.
Yeah, let me send my social security. And they're like, oh,
she didn't know that was a serial number. And it's like, no, you're an idiot. And the only thing in this world that can make you feel better than anybody else is using your jargon language, because it's literally the only thing that you're a tiny bit okay at.
Yeah, and that annoyed me, because it made me feel like an idiot.
Yeah, so. But I hate that too, because you run into people like that all the time. Like, they think, like, oh, you didn't understand this. It's like, just because I happen to not know every facet of your job, and that makes you feel better about yourself when I've never done your job before.
Yeah.
This is a lot about you.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah.
Appliance
Hopefully
people.
You got your rocks off with that one.
Yeah. So we'll just, yeah. So anyway, so our refrigerator is finally in the house. Being cooked up, so shout out to our friend Jess's husband Adam for helping us out, because we obviously needed help. Me and Dan are not
that strong.
Not that we're not strong, because did I not tell you the story? This is a great story for me to tell you about the refrigerator delivery. So there was you have an old refrigerator, right?
Yes.
Because we had a refrigerator. It's not like we were just living without one for a year.
Yeah.
So
putting stuff in like things with ice and stuff. So, dry ice.
And we were living like pilgrims for a year. Anyway, so on the website, and this is no matter where you purchase it from, you can pay a small fee to have them take the refrigerator like away or just or move it somewhere. And I said to Dan, we'll definitely do that. And he said, no, we won't. And I was like, who's going to move the refrigerator down the steps? And he was like, we can do it. He's like, combined, we can lift over 500 pounds. And I was like, right. I don't carry my deadlift bar anywhere. I pick it up and I put it down.
Yeah. And you don't take it down the steps.
Or around the house, around the outside. So he's like, it's fine. We can do it. He's like, if we can't, we know people. I'm like, oh, okay. So we're talking to his mom. She listens. We'll give a little shout out to Peggy.
Hey, Peggy.
So we were telling her this, and she's like, wait, you're not going to remove the refrigerator? I was like, oh, no, 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 because Dan doesn't want to pay for it. And she goes, well, how much is it? And I'm like, $30. and she sided with me, and she was like, Dan, come on, that's $30. And then he proceeds to try to defend himself, and he's like, oh, he's like, yeah, Mom, I learned it from you to save money. And she's like, Dan, I am not that cheap.
Especially when you get a hernia.
Yeah.
And the medical bills. And being that he owns his own business, he probably doesn't have the most comprehensive insurance plan.
Yeah, and also, I have a powerlifting meet coming up in less than a month. Let me throw my back out while I'm moving the refrigerator, because Dan's too cheap to pay $30.
Which has much more implications than just ruining a powerlifting meet.
Yes.
When you can't get up and down the stairs in your house. You get hooked on Vicodin. Like, it's just bad.
Yeah, so Dan's out here thinking I can...
Over $30.
Yeah.
A tank of gas.
Yeah. Frickin' Dan.
A tank of gas in a small car.
Yeah. Literally...
In a Prius.
Yeah. I don't know what he's thinking.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, bad judgment, Dan.
I'll just say this. After all the nonsense they did to get our new one in the house, I bet you he's regretting that $30 removal fee.
It's probably going to be listed on some, like, marketplace or something. U-Haul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was our excitement for the week. Now, I did have one other fun bathroom story, but I want our viewers to stick around till the end.
Because we always love the bathrooms.
And I just feel like it's a really good one, and I want to leave people wanting more.
Yes.
So what do you got?
Okay. I want to talk about a couple things. So first of all, because it's Nicktober or October to those that are crazy, Halloween's coming up.
Okay.
Which is also my birthday. But anyways, I want my dog to dress up.
Okay.
If for nothing more than I could just get a picture. Because being that he's already 3 years old and we've never dressed him up in anything before, I don't know how he's going to take it.
I don't think he's going to like
it. He might not.
Okay.
So I just want to at least put something on him, snap a picture, at least that. If not, like, parade him around.
Okay.
That's my goal, but if it's just to get a picture, that's enough. So I'm trying to, I looked online a little bit. I think I'm going to go in some stores, though, and see more. Dog costumes.
Okay. Do they make one big enough for Wolf?
Well, here's the thing. And I'm wondering what the issue is. Because I was on Chewy. Because I know Chewy has, like, so much stuff, yeah, whatever. And I was looking at dog costumes. And I filtered it out to extra, extra large.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at the size guide, just to be sure. Because he is 130 pounds. The weight... For extra, extra large, guess.
80 pounds.
That would be more believable to me because that's like a pretty big dog. Because they did have giant breeds in there, but there was like nothing for giant breeds. And he's closer to a giant.
Yeah.
Like I'm thinking of like a St. Bernard, which are huge. But extra, extra large was 45 to 60 pounds.
So
that's a cat.
So basically... Animals are getting body shamed too, apparently.
Yeah, no, I'm wondering if I did something wrong or if that was the cat size chart. Because that's like a Maine Coon.
Yeah.
They're like that big, which is a giant cat.
A lot of dogs are like 100 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Like even like Joey's dogs are like, you know, they're bigger.
Over that.
Yeah.
But they're not, and they're not even like, oh, that's a huge dog. It's like they're just a decent size.
Yeah.
A lot of dogs are well over 50 pounds.
Exactly.
A ton. Like... Labs, German Shepherds, Boxers, like a ton of dogs are 70 pounds.
Yeah, big
That's
bones.
Not at all. They're taller, they're bigger. Like, how is he supposed to dress up for Halloween?
You might have to take him to the shop. Take him to PetSmart
I might
or
have to, that's what I was thinking. I'm going to go to PetSmart, but I might have to take him, like, to a tailor and get something made.
So just walk in. Oh, what can you do for my dog?
Make him handsome, please. What if I got him a little tuxedo? Wouldn't that be cute?
Get him a wig. Oh, dress him up as Snoop Dogg.
If he would sit and behave, I'd dress him up as all kinds of things. I'm just not sure how this is going to go. So this is going to be a test to see if he can take it.
Okay.
And then he's going to get, like, his wardrobe is going to be sick.
Ooh, get him some Jordans.
Yeah, oh my God. Do you ever watch videos of dogs, like, how they have those little boots
yes,
on?
Yes, and it's so cute to watch.
Because they try to, like, because they're, like, pulling their legs up. Especially dogs that have longer legs. It's real cute because they pull their legs like, real high. And it's
so
just
cute.
The cutest thing. I can't think it. So, yeah. So, we'll definitely put on the podcast page.
Yeah.
Unless he misbehaves completely and, like, just starts pooping or something, there'll be a picture of him in his Halloween costume.
Okay.
And hopefully... I'm hoping there is some kind of choice and I can get him something real cute, but even if he like has a pumpkin jersey on or something, there will be some kind of Halloween costume on this dog. All
right. I'd like to see it.
Yeah. So get excited, everybody. I also want to talk about, first of all, just to kind of segue into it, this past week, all the Facebook apps were down for, what, 5 hours or 7 hours or something?
It was like all day on Monday.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And I was starting to think, another thing got me thinking about this too, a piece of mail that I got, how like targeted ads are.
Yeah.
You know, because you look and people will post like, oh, I get these ads from Wish all the time. I've never got an ad from Wish.
Me either, actually, now that you say
but
that.
But some people get them all the time. And they'll get like, because apparently, like I don't know if I've ever been on Wish or not, but I guess they sell like literally everything.
For like. Nothing.
It's almost like, kind of like Oriental Trading, but a more modern
But they
version.
Have a lot of stuff on there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like the Oriental Trading of Amazon.
Yeah.
Because it's like
perfect.
Real cheap stuff.
Yeah.
But like Amazon sells everything. So there'll be like really weird like sex toys. There'll be candy. There'll be like shirts. And, like, sometimes people order something, and, like, the shirt, you'll think it'll be, like, a woman's medium, and it comes, and it's, like, Barbie shirt.
Well, yeah, size. And I watched a YouTube video where a girl did Wish wedding dresses.
That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it was a pretty funny video, though.
Because it's, like, something, you'll see the picture, like, oh, this is pretty, and it comes, it's, like, toilet paper or something.
Yeah, and it's, like, a, child costume.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's, like, but that also makes me think of, like, taking off on another tangent, because actually me and Jess were talking about, like, the dog costumes, and it's, like, when you, like, buy something from, and I know a lot of clothes are made in China, but if it's, like, a Chinese-based store, like, that, was it Shein? I've never bought anything from that Shein, whatever it is, or something from some of these Amazon stores, you have to read the reviews, because a lot of stuff, because they use a completely different sizing system, and then there's a lot of child labor, so it's not, like, something posted for, you know, stuff's made in, like, pretty inhumane conditions, but they'll, like, have, like, a small means a zero, and a medium means a two, right, and a large means a four, so it's, like, you gotta get a, like, a 4XL or something, and you think you need, like, a woman's medium, you get a medium, and you can't get over your calf.
Yeah, that's why, like, anytime I order from something like that, I always, A, look at the reviews, and B, I look at people who reviewed photos.
Yes.
Because then you can see someone who's, like, a similar body type to you, and be like, okay, wait, that actually fits them, okay.
Especially because some people are just jerks about stuff.
Yeah.
And stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Because, no, you have to read the reviews on that stuff, and also look at the return policy.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Or just be like, you know what? I'm only spending $10 on an entire outfit. If it doesn't work, it's $10. Like, you have to be kind of logical about stuff.
Yep.
You know, that's the price you're paying. And if you lose out on it, Goodwill's getting it, you know.
Yeah, or you Poshmark it. Poshmark should freaking sponsor us.
Poshmark it and be like, I know this says it's a medium, but it's actually a child's extra small.
And then a child who's extra small could buy it.
Could buy it. Like, it's cute. And, like, some of this stuff is, like, in decent shape and whatever. Yeah. It just, you can't go by their sizing. Their sizing guys are terrible.
Yeah, very much.
You know. But anyway, so we're, you know, talking about that. Which, so say some people get the targeted ads for Wish. But everybody, like, you notice everybody's ads are different. And there's a lot of controversy. And I've heard people, I didn't really dive into what, you know, happened with the Facebook apps, it was Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. But people were saying there was some kind of, I've heard a hack, people were saying, like, Facebook's in trouble because of some leak or whatever it was. Yeah. I don't know, but I do know that Facebook has control of, not control, but they're privy to a lot of our personal information because they have access to your microphone and all this. But it's just funny to think about, like, what your targeted ads are. Because everybody's are different. And mine are so funny because I feel like my phone thinks I'm an elderly, wealthy person. But that's how I talk.
That's funny.
That's how I talk.
Well, mine clearly thinks I have a lot of dogs and children by the ads I get. And I have neither, so.
I mean, but you talk about, like,
I guess so.
It depends on what you're talking. Like, I've gotten ads for, like, these, like, luxury trains you can vacation in.
Oh.
I think that's what it thinks I'm, like, an old rich person. But some of the things I talk about, though. Yeah. It's the stuff I don't know. Just the way I talk.
Yeah.
It's, like, I'll get, like, expensive cars. But what really brings, the reason I bring this up, not because I feel like I have such good taste, good refined taste, but I wonder if this bleeds into other things.
Okay.
I received a piece of mail. Just so our listeners know, I'll be 33 at the end of this month. A piece of mail from my health insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows that I am on a plan through my employer. And my employer knows that it's a long time before I am eligible for such a thing. But telling me to start shopping for Medicare plans.
Well, you are old.
Do you think it's all linked?
You know what? I honestly, just because, like, that field I'm in is marketing, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, like, things are linked to, like, a degree where, like, you can send out an email, but this email blast could also send out, shoot something to your social. It could also shoot something out to, like, Google. So it's all kind of connected. So when they're sending that email, it could also prompt to do a mail blast, too. So 100%, yes.
Yeah, that's correct. What I was thinking, too, because what really tipped me off is Rocco, my boyfriend, is older than I am. He does not get anything about Medicare.
Well, he probably doesn't talk like he's an old man.
Yes.
So that's your fault.
That's the problem.
If you would stop talking about being 88 and wanting to retire in Florida.
That's the thing. And I'll get, like, some of the, like, clothing brands, too, are, like, old lady clothing brands, like, I get ads for, and it's, like, caftans and stuff. It's, like, I don't wear caftans, but it's a way I talk, though. Some of it is, like, more luxurious stuff, and I have a penchant for the finer things in life. Who doesn't know that?
Right.
But on the other hand, too, I think they just think, you know, the internet or whatever it is has me pegged. Which is good, though, because they probably think I'm not up to any good, except for tax evasion, although I have been audited before.
Ooh, so you
And this is probably why.
Because you're
sketchy? Probably think I'm a wealthy old woman.
Mm.
I think that's what they think.
Well,
but I'm actually neither. Well, I'm old, but I'm not wealthy. So, and I pay my taxes. Thank you very much. Pay, according to... I don't know if I don't really want to get into this, but the Pandora Papers about all these rich people not paying taxes. I pay more taxes than they do.
Okay, well.
Way more taxes.
If the IRS is listening, you pay your
taxes. I pay my taxes. Thank you very much. Yes. I am not the old wealthy bird that you think I am. Just a bird. What kind of targeted ads do you get?
Honestly,
just like to buy puppies. I get like Petland, which I would never buy a pet from Petland, but I get those.
So I'm going to counter to how you just talked about the Medicare thing. I actually get Chewy, like stuff in the mail for Chewy about my pet coupons all the time. We've never had a pet.
But you talk about dogs.
But I talk about dogs. And if you literally open my Instagram, every, like, majority of my feed is dogs that I follow. And, like, I literally follow so many dogs.
I may follow one or two dog Instagrams, but I follow hashtags. Like, different dog hashtags. So there's different, like...
Yeah, so follow a bunch of that stuff. And then, honestly, like, my main targeted ads would be, like, people who are, like, dog breeders or, like, for dogs. Like, and when I should say, it's certain dogs for golden doodles, cavapoos... Or, like, any type of, like, doodle mix, because those are the dogs I search or follow. And then I get a obscene amount of Target ads, but that's because I go to Target a lot. I also get a lot of coffee, and it doesn't matter, like, what brand, but a lot of coffee brands. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of those ads. And then I do get a lot of, like, ads, like, family vacation ads, which I'm thinking... I'm not sure why, but I love Disney, but I don't talk about Disney all like that. So to get like, and it's not even Disney vacations, it could just be family vacations.
I think the thing is though, if you talk about Disney, they think, oh, you maybe want to go with your family to the Outer Banks or something.
Maybe.
That might be like, I think there are things that are grouped.
Yeah.
And maybe like with like Chewy and Target, they think family vacations.
And also... I purchased one thing from an Instagram ad, that CalPak briefcase backpack I bought. And ever since I purchased that, I get a ton of targeted ads about CalPak still and anything that's similar to that.
If you buy anything from any of those, you get.
So those are my main ones that I get. But it's very interesting.
Speaking of dogs, those Cavapoos are really cute.
I need one.
They're very cute. And they're small. Like, you could probably find a costume for that freaking dog.
Yeah, probably.
May or may not be body shamed.
Mm, woofy.
Yeah, he's handsome. Thank you very much. Rude people out there.
Oh,
so what happened to you in the bathroom?
It wasn't me.
Really?
In the bathroom. It was, I walked past a bathroom. All right, so let me set the scene for you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It was closing time.
Okay.
All right, so I was walking back, just... put the broom. I was working at the brewery. I was putting the broom back in the storage closet. And then next to the storage closet, it's the men's bathroom.
Yes.
And the bathrooms at this brewery, they're single stall. So basically, you go, one person goes in, one person comes out. That's it. You go in by yourself. Okay. I walked back there, and I went, you can see the light in the men's bathroom is on, and the door's open, propped mm-hmm. open, because we always prop it open when we clean them, because we spray bleach.
Yes.
And we just don't want it to, get sucked in there, because people obviously still use them. So I go in, the light's on, whatever, don't really see anything. I put the broom in the closet, and I shut the door, and as I turned to leave, I kid you not, there was a man in there with his pants down, peeing, and I saw everything.
Oh, God.
And I was like, what in the world?
Did you yell?
No, I was uncomfortable. I'm just like, oh, my God. And all he did, he looked at me, he goes, oh, yeah, sorry. And just kept going. Why? Okay, one, you're in a public place. Why do you have the door open while you're peeing?
That's disgusting.
And here, to make matters worse, if that was you and you just got caught with your pants down,
I would have yelled.
Would you have went out the back door? Because the back door is right there. Would you have? Yeah, no. He came out of the bathroom, walked right up to the bar, and ordered a 4-pack.
Sounds like he was drinking too much and he needed to head straight home in an Uber or walk across the street to his house if he lived that close.
And we actually disgusting. We actually made a comment about this guy previously in the night, because we have a double IPA on tap, and he had a couple, and most people can have one or two, and I think this guy might have had three, and we're like, wow, that guy's not even fazed by double IPAs, and
didn't hit him yet.
And didn't hit him, and then that's what I said to my coworker. I was like, oh, I was like, clearly the dude's face, he's peeing with pants down. I was like, come on. I was like, yeah, why does disgusting. All this stuff happen to me with bathrooms?
That's so disgusting. And I mean, here's the thing, so people think of brewery, and you think, at least me, because of the childhood I had, I think of Peter Griffin, and when he gets shit-faced at the brewery, and then they put him in the back with Opie, because he can't act like that. But the thing is the modern brewery that we think about, and mostly the recovering Rust Belt cities, is with craft beer. And craft beers are, it's not, oh, geez, messing with my microphone. Craft beer isn't like a Coors Light. You can't just throw, unless you're a whale of a human, you can't just throw them back.
Correct.
For the most part. I mean, there might be something really light, whatever, but for the most part, you don't just throw them back. You sip on them.
Yeah.
It's if you're drinking, I don't know, I guess people do throw sodas back, but I think of drinking a Coke, you just sip on it. Or something normal, you just sip on it. It's more for the taste.
Yeah.
And that's why they're so much more expensive.
Right.
I don't understand these people that just get really, really drunk at a brewery.
Yeah, I don't get it. And, the thing is, I really haven't seen that really happen too much at the brewery that I work at. No, it's just
different.
But it's not it does happen. But, that's not the type. First off, you really shouldn't be going out and getting shit-faced at any place, let's be real.
No.
But it's more likely to happen at, a bar than a brewery.
Because you're taking shots and stuff. Plus, they close at, 10.
Yeah, so you're probably...
It's a different crowd. Correct. People take a child in there. It's not... It's different, and it's weird to see some of the things that some people do.
Oh, it's just, So, needless to say, that was how I ended my Wednesday night.
You should have slapped him.
I don't want to touch it. My head already see
that's true. Fine. Was Jen there?
She was.
You should have had him.
I walked out, and I, looked at her, and she's like, what? I'm like, and I'm shaking my head, because he had walked up to the bar, and I was so uncomfortable.
You should have had her pull her gun on him.
And I was just, she doesn't pack inside there. She's safe inside.
You don't know.
It's probably in her truck.
She could have went out to...
She could have.
Went out to her truck.
She could have. I should have given her the signal.
And I'm not saying, shoot the guy or pistol whip him, whatever, but just give him a...
Yeah.
Let him know. Let him know.
We probably...
That this isn't the place to pee with your pants down.
We probably need to... make a signal with her, because we don't have a signal, so if we needed her to get the gun,
yeah,
what's the signal? Let's work on that.
I wouldn't be surprised if she had one of them real little guns in her little tiny purse.
Oh, maybe
she carries.
I don't know.
I have a little toy looking gun, and
she might.
That's what I'm saying. Pull it out unloaded. You would scare something.
Yep. So yeah. So
that's my advice.
My advice is don't pee with the door open in a public place, or let alone maybe not even in really your house if you have guests over. Do what you want when you're
Have a window in your house.
Yeah.
Or expect consequences.
Yeah, because you know what? That guy has now imprinted in my brain, and that's disgusting. Don't like it.
Yeah,
and
that's so gross.
It's so gross, and I still don't understand why he did that.
Actually, I have a little bit of a story. So I was a teenager. And my grandmother, who has since passed away, she was living in Florida, and she came up for like a week, and she was staying at our house. And she didn't mind being nude.
Okay.
So we had one bathroom, and it was near the living room. So I go to the bathroom, go to open the door, because the door is like cracked. Go to open the door. My sister and my dad are like, you know, a couple feet over. They're just watching me because they... Okay. So I open the door. My grandmother is standing there. No lights on. Door was cracked. Not locked. Not... or shut. In the nude. Combing her hair.
How nice of her.
I wasn't expecting it. Yeah. Because of all of these things. No light on. Door's open.
Yeah.
I screamed. Screamed. And then the living room's right there. So it was a chair. Chair right there. Screamed and fell back to the chair. So this is probably what would have happened to me in that situation. So my dad and my sister are laughing so hard. And they knew she was in there. They knew it.
That's funny.
But they neglected to say anything because their humor, a little laugh, was more important to them than anything else.
Well, they wanted you to see your grandma in the nude.
And she was, like, all confused as to why I screamed. But it's like, first of all, I wasn't expecting anybody to be in there under the following circumstances.
That's true.
And to be nude on top of it. And why does somebody need to be nude combing their hair?
Don't want to get clothes or hair on their clothes?
Have you ever, like, get a freaking lint roller? But anyways, yeah, it was, like, it was crazy. I laugh about it. Almost immediately after, but I was just shook because nobody wants to see their grandmother naked.
No, it's not an image. And it's I also didn't want to see the man in the bathroom.
Nobody wants to see, nobody just wants to be seeing people naked. So lock the door.
Well, it circles back to when me and Carly walked in on that girl in the hotel bathroom. Door open in the nude. I don't understand it. You don't need to take your clothes off.
Even if you do, because, like, different strokes for different folks,
close
whatever.
The door.
I don't do that. But, yeah, close it, lock it, boom, do your business.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do in there.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're in there
as long as I don't see.
Weaving baskets, just lock the door.
What would you do if you walked in one day and you just saw someone sitting on the toilet weaving a basket?
I wouldn't be surprised. At this point in my life.
At this point, we've had so many bathroom stories.
All the things I've seen across the board,
yeah,
let alone bathrooms, I would not be fazed. As a teenager, you know, I was impressionable, and I was like, oh my God, naked grandmother in the bathroom. So I screamed, but at this point in my life, I am pretty unfazable.
You know what? I'm going to bring this full circle to this episode, how you just said targeted ads.
Yeah.
Are we being targeted for creepy people in bathrooms? Like, they listen to this podcast, and they want to know where we're at, and they figure out where they're tracking us, and they're like, this Nicole will be here. This Nicole will be here.
I'm going to take my clothes off and go in the bathroom.
I'm going to pee with the doors open. I'm going to wash my hair in a sink.
I'm going to leave a brick of Munster at the sink.
Yeah, I'm going to struggle and make noises as I take a toot. I don't understand. I don't get it.
People are foul.
Just stop being so gross.
Yep.
But then again, we'd have nothing to talk about.
Exactly. So. Exactly. If we didn't drink so many beverages.
Yeah, I'm going to just, you know what? I'm going to just stop.
I'm going to dehydrate myself. Yep. This is freaking ridiculous.
I never want to pee again. Ever.
Yeah. Just pee at home. Or get one of those little funnels that you could pee at. Pee in.
So gross.
Yeah, it'd be pretty weird. Yeah. So I guess we'll just have to muddle through it.
Yep. All right. Well, we did one giveaway for Nicktober already, so...
There's more coming!
So if you are not following Two Nicoles, One Podcast on Instagram, you're severely missing out, because we will be having another giveaway maybe next week.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
Yep.
Or this week, I guess.
This weekend that you will see next.
Yes. So, if you're listening to this podcast, hopefully on time, it would make sense to you.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this podcast in December, it's not Nicktober anymore.
Yeah.
And there's no giveaway.
Or maybe.
Maybe there is. You never know. Maybe we're doing a Christmas one.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. That's why you gotta keep following us and keep up.
Very true.
All right, guys. Make sure, again, follow us on social media, Two Nicoles One Podcast. Give us 5 stars on Apple.
It's our birthday month. Just do it. You, none of you did it last year for a birthday.
Say happy
none
birthday.
None of them did it.
That's maddening.
It is. So do it this year, or we're going to be really angry. We have a dog now that's going to eat you.
Yeah, he's a big one.
Yeah, Wolfie's going to come say what's up.
Yeah. Oh, all right, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.